Friday was the final day for the public to weigh in on a plan by the Department of Public Instruction that would replace the President Bush-era No Child Left Behind Act with the new way to measure schools. Gone would be the practice of rating schools pass or fail. Under this waiver proposal, schools would be graded on a scale of 1 to 100, and the state would have more power to intervene in struggling districts. Deputy State Superintendent Michael Thompson says the hope is to better reflect a school's situation.
It's not going to come down to a single score that a parent can go, I got it all now and that. They're going to have to turn the page to understand what's going on in the school and what action the school's taking to correct the problem.
The plan would also raise the standards students are expected to meet, in part by changing the tests they take. Among its supporters is Tim Schell, the director of curriculum and instruction for the Wanakee School District. He says Wisconsin schools were among the best in the nation 20 years ago.
But that was once upon a time, and now we're really not. And it's not because of our students. It's not because of our teachers. It's not because of a lack of support in our communities. I think it's really because all of us, in some manner, got a little bit complacent.
But private voucher schools that use public funds are wary because the plan would also give the state more power over them. Jim Bender is the president of School Choice Wisconsin.
We are going to have a difficult time taking a leap of faith with DPI and having them say, trust us, it'll all work out in the end, because DPI is not an objective overseer of the choice program.
The DPI plans to submit its waiver request to the Obama administration by February 21st. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.